Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, welcome to the Morning Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Markle, as you should have heard by now. Welcome to the show. What are we going to talk about today? Thank you very much for asking. I tell you what, I'm surprised at where my ideas and inspiration for this show come from where they come. A couple of days ago, I was walking across the parking lot from a grocery store with my wife. We were talking, and somehow I got onto the topic of where I lived when I was growing up, and that was Detroit, Michigan. And it occurred to me, and this is one of those strange trains of thought, but it occurred to me that when I was growing up and I would go to the bank with my parents, that in the banks in Detroit in the 70s, primarily during the 70s, and I guess into the early 80s. But all of the banks were equipped with bulletproof glass from the counter to the ceiling. And all the tellers were behind bulletproof glass. And in order to get your money or to pass your deposit tickets, you had to slide them down through this little tray, and they would get them from the other side. If you guys have lived in large cities, metropolitan areas, you've seen this. And you say, okay, big deal, Paul. Banks and cities, big cities have bulletproof glass. Okay. But I was a kid when this was going on. And so I just took that as normal. I thought that was the way the world was. That everywhere in the world, that was the situation. And it wasn't actually until my family moved and we relocated from Detroit, Michigan, down to rural Ohio. My mom was actually born in Ohio. So we relocated to rural Ohio. And I went into a small town bank, and I was amazed that you could look directly at the tellers. And you didn't have to look through bulletproof glass. No, they were just normal counters. And the teller was right there on the other side. And as I went to other banks in the area, I realized that it was the same situation. And I was a teenager at the time. And that is one of my first memories of realizing or understanding that I had been unconsciously conditioned to believe that the world was the way it was because of my small experience or my sector of influence. And that is a dangerous thing. Many people, from a mental standpoint, many people just assume that because things are the way they are where they live, that is the way the world is. And of course, if you're a thoughtful person, you realize that obviously, no, it's not. But there I was thinking that, yeah, well, because crime is so bad and people are, there are so many bad people around, we have to equip our banks with bulletproof glass. And the tellers, you know, the nice lady on the other side of the counter has to be behind 2-inch thick bulletproof glass. And we have to, you know, go through this whole process of sliding the money under the trays and what have you. Then I went somewhere else and I realized that's not the case. As a matter of fact, isn't the case in most of the world. Most of the world just functions as normal humans, minus the bulletproof glass. But in my mind, growing up, that's just the way the world was. How many people grow up like that and stay like that? How many people are unconsciously convinced that that is just the way the world is? And there's no other way. That's why it's so important, especially for teenagers and young people, after they get out of high school, to travel. I would always recommend that they travel. And not necessarily just take vacations or what have you, but go and do something that takes you away from your hometown. Take, you know, I don't care if it's joining the military, going to college, whatever. Do something that takes you away from your hometown, takes you away from your comfort zone, takes you away from wherever it was you were born. Now, you may realize that where you were born and where you grew up was a pretty great place, and you just didn't appreciate it, and so you go back there. Or you might realize that there's a whole lot more out there than you understood or even were able to comprehend. If we don't do that, we become conditioned to simply believe that in our little sphere of influence, in our little area, that is just the way the world is. And the only opportunities are those opportunities that are presented to me right here. I've had people say, well, you know, I don't live there anymore because there are no opportunities for me. And I say, why weren't there any opportunities for you? Well, because I want to do blank. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you wanted to do, then fantastic. You have to go somewhere else to do that. Often you have to make your own opportunity, and sometimes you don't realize that you can or are able to make your own opportunities because you've been conditioned to believe whatever it is you've been conditioned to believe. And like I said, the whole bulletproof glass thing for me as a kid, what I had to realize as a teenager and then later on as an adult was no one ever sat me down and said, okay, Paul, the bulletproof glass is there and blah, blah, blah. No one ever told me why it was there. No one ever told me. No one ever said to me, this is the way of the world. And every bank in the world has bulletproof glass in it. No one ever said that to me. But unconsciously, I was conditioned to believe that. How many of you have ever experienced that in your life? You grew up thinking that some situation was just the way it was. It's always like that. It always has been like that. And that is the way the world is. And then you went somewhere else. You moved around. And you realized that what you thought was normal actually wasn't. It was actually abnormal. Beware of that. And you need to. Unconscious conditioning is extremely common. Because people just assume that because wherever they live and wherever whatever the rules are or the situation or the conditions are where they live, that's just the way the world is. When the Iron Curtain fell, and if you don't know what the Iron Curtain was, you need to go back to school and you do need to do a little bit more research. But when the Iron Curtain fell, the people, the millions upon millions of people who had been born into hardcore Iron Curtain communism, and they never knew anything else. They were never exposed to anything else. That was just the way the world was. When the Iron Curtain fell and they realized that there were greater opportunities out there, and that standing in line for an hour to purchase one loaf of bread was not common throughout the world, and it wasn't just the way the world was. But they had been conditioned to believe that that was the case because they had no experience otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, beware of unconscious excuse me. Beware of unconscious conditioning. I need some coffee. I'm not going to lie to you. It's early in the morning when I'm recording this. Beware of unconscious conditioning. It's a very real thing. And it may be affecting you right now and you don't even realize it. I've talked to people from different states and they come to me and they say, you know, they talk about taxes or they talk about regulations or they talk about restrictions or they talk about permits and so forth. And I say to them, you don't have to have a permit to do that. And they're like, what? You don't have to have a permit to do that? And I'm like, no, you don't. Just live your life. Like a good, you know, live your life as a good person, as a free person. But they were conditioned to believe that they had to get permission. They had to get a permit. They had to do this. They had to do that. And they didn't know any better. And because of that, they were restricted in their thinking. They were restricted in their creativity. They were restricted in their behavior. They were restricted in their thought processes. So ladies and gentlemen, beware of unconscious conditioning. If you've never left your little nest, if you've never left that little place where you were born and raised, you need to get out of there for a while. Go live somewhere else. Get some more experience, get some more education, and then decide for yourself what is normal, what is right, and what is correct for you. All right, that's all I've got for you today. It's time for me to drink some coffee. I thank you very much for joining me for the Morning Mindset Podcast. Thank you very much for sharing this. Share it on your social media. Give us a star or a thumbs up or whatever it is that you do on your favorite social media platform and let other people know. All right, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.